Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio, the show that promotes positive people. Tune in live on Mondays at 12 noon Eastern, or listen live and 24/7 at www.wealthysistersradio.com. We know you will be inspired, empowered, and informed by the incredible women featured. And now it's showtime. Ladies and gentlemen, our host, entrepreneur, author, speaker, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio, sponsored by Wealthy Sisters Media Group. You can visit us for all your branding and publishing needs at www.WealthySistersMedia, that's S-I-S-T-A-S, WealthySistersMedia.com. Wealthy Sisters Radio is where we proudly promote positive people, and our purpose is twofold. First, we love to provide you, the dynamic listener, with encouragement and inspiration and that practical knowledge that you can apply to your business and life and have a positive impact right now. And second, we have to edify, promote, acknowledge, and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the World by Blog Talk Network, and today is another fabulous Monday. We're entering into another great month. July 1st is here, 2013. Yes, this is our anniversary month. Can you believe it? This month, 4 years here on the awesome Blog Talk Network, we cannot thank you enough. We would not be here without you. What an awesome, dynamic audience you are. We just thank you so much for this great, great month, this fourth season, and we are so excited that this is our banner year. So we know everybody's joining with us together. We're standing in agreement that it's your banner year. It's everybody's banner year. We're locking in together on that. And, you know, we are here every week at the same time. That's 12 noon Eastern. So thank you so much for spreading the word. Well, you know it. You know what I'm getting ready to say, right? Well, we've got another great show for you today. As always, I'm so excited about this show. So I want you to right now, make sure you call everybody, textbook, face them, tweet book them, tell them, tweet them, everything. Just get it out there. Tell them to dial 347-838-9278, 347-838-9278 right now. Press 1 if you got any questions, but we have a dynamic show for you today. I'm telling you, I saw this lady on television. This sister is bad to the bone. She's doing some incredible things, had a history of real estate for over like 20 years, and, I mean, just been able to turn just a simple desire of losing weight to now an amazing, amazing business. Shonda Lewis and her partner, business partner, the renowned trainer, Mike Davies, they have created such an incredible business. And one of them is called the World's Largest Bikini. Well, they have the World's Largest Bikini Contest, and it's rockstarbikini.com. You can go and visit them. They also have a line of swimwear and all of that. But I'm telling you, we've got to really get into how Shonda helped to create this amazing business, how she landed a feature on the Bravo's network, Millionaire Matchmaker, and also she's been on Tyra Banks' show, just to name a few. So we're not going to hold her back from you much longer. I need you right now to go and call everybody, like we mentioned. Tell them to dial 347-838-9278. And if you've got to go or if you want to catch part of the show, you know you can always download us on iTunes, right? Go to iTunes. That's right. Go ahead and subscribe to us there. iTunes, Wealthy Sisters. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter right now at Wealthy Sisters. We appreciate you for doing that. Yes, indeed. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with our awesome guest today, Ms. Shonda Lewis. Thank you for joining Wealthy Sisters Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Does your home or office decor need a resurrection? Is there a special room of yours that says blah, blah, blah and is lacking inspiration? Then you need creative ways and solutions. We help you create feel-good spaces that are functional and beautiful at the same time. We are here to cater to you with an environmental and spiritually conscious flair. Both in person and virtual interior design services are available. Visit us online at creativeways.com, spelled with a K, or call 888-280-8318 for a complimentary consultation. We create spaces that inspire you.
Having more money won't solve your problems, but being a trusted client of Visionary Financial Strategies will. Your help begins on the web by contacting vfstrategies.com. That's vfstrategies.com. Or 410-929-4837. Again, 410-929-4837. At Visionary Financial Strategies, every financial move must have a purpose. Visionary Financial Strategy.
Hello, hello, and welcome. We are here on Wealthy Sisters Radio Live. That's right. Thank you so much for joining us in our anniversary month. We are celebrating 4 years. Got a great lineup this month. I'm telling you, I am so thrilled to have you guys on with us today. Thank you so much. The lines are packed out with you in the chat room. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And we want you to make sure you give us a shout-out for the month of July, our anniversary. 4 years. That's right. We owe it all to you. Well, we're not going to hold our dynamic guest from you much longer. I tell you, she is the dynamic, the powerful Miss Shonda Lewis. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
Hello, I'm glad to be on Wealthy Sisters Network.
Yes, indeed. Well, I tell you, as I said, just being able to, first of all, I think, you know, when I go through my journal every morning, we talk about gratitude, we talk about how grateful we are and thankful for everything and so many things that we take for granted. But one of the things I do thank God for is the power of the Internet and the power of technology. I mean, it has brought us so many and put so many awesome people in our path. So I'm very, very grateful for that, because without that, I wouldn't have been able to find out about you. So welcome again to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
Thank you so much.
Now tell me, Ms. Shonda, we're very nosy over here. You know, our audience, we like to know. Everybody wants to be able to relate. They want to be able to identify, you know, because we have a lot of people who listen all over the world, literally, and a lot of people who are in business, who just started a business. And with your background, I know you have a lot to share. But can you just tell us where you grew up and how you actually started on your entrepreneur's journey?
Yeah, I'm originally from West Virginia, but have been in Columbus, Ohio for a very long time. And I started on my business journey as a realtor, and I've been in real estate for over 20 years. And I'm 42, and I started in real estate 20 years ago. So it's just been a journey starting out in a business such as real estate at a young age and having to gain confidence of people who are older than you and wondering, do you know what you're doing? What are you going to say?
Yeah.
Do you have the, because that's like a major decision in someone's life to purchase a home. So
Right. Just
going through those obstacles, I learned so much in my real estate career. And you know, being your business owner, you know how to do everything on your own. I mean, when you're self-employed, you have to be the marketing. Yes, you have to be customer service and resolve all the problems and everything. So I just learned so much in my real estate career, which I'm still a realtor with Keller Williams in Columbus.
Well, we say that word CEO, actually not chief executive officer, but chief everything officer. So that's
exactly.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because when you were starting, what made you want to become a real estate agent? Were your parents entrepreneurs, or what made you want to step out in that field?
Actually, do you remember the movie a long time ago? Was it The Hand That Rocked the Cradle? It was kind of a crazy movie. But there was a lady who was the woman's best friend, and she was this powerful real estate agent. So that's initially when I decided I wanted to be a realtor, because she just made it seem so glamorous, and it was just a good thing to do. So from that, I ended up talking to some friends who were realtors and went to real estate school and decided, you know, I love selling houses. It's great. I like the feeling that I get when I make someone happy or they find their dream home.
Mm-hmm,
so Yeah, that, I mean, initially it started from a movie, which I love movies and TV.
Well, see, you know, that's so important, and we tell people about everything, about a lot of times what we see in those visions, and it's, I'm sure that vision that you had, you were able to lock in on that, and that's the reason why you had such success in that, because you had a model that you actually visualized yourself being, I'm sure, that lady in the movie.
Yes, in the movie. So and I was young when that movie came out, so you're right. Uh-huh. It left an impression. Is that what it's like to be a realtor, or is that the life of a realtor? So that's initially, yeah, where it definitely started from.
Now, the real deal is once you got into the game and you realized, wait a minute, if this lady didn't show this, what made you stick around in business for yourself, period, during those hard times?
Real estate definitely has its highs and lows, especially the economy that we're in right now or coming out of with the real estate market. But initially, I'm just a go-getter, and that's probably instilled in me from my dad, I just don't give up. So initially when I'm young and I'm a realtor and people are thinking, what? And then some of my friends can't even afford at that time to buy a home. It was just always learning to think out the box and be sure. Uh-huh. The number one thing is to just educating myself in regards to the real estate market. So when I did meet with someone, I had the knowledge to say, hey, I know what I'm doing. Even though at the time, 20-something, I don't believe I owned a home. So,
right.
You know,
but
that
they
was
didn't
really
know that,
obstacle.
Right? I'm sure,
yeah,
I can tell you
kind of
had a little posturing going on, how you carried yourself, the confidence.
Exactly. Definitely. So, and then shortly after that, I did buy a home and ended up becoming an investor. So because I wanted to go through the experience. So definitely.
Uh-huh.
What kept me going was just probably what happened in my childhood, just not wanting to give up and wanting to stay focused and just being a winner.
Okay. That's perfect. Now, you know, I want to just kind of move on from that because that's a great segue into where you are today. Now, I know your bio, you talked about how you had this career as a realtor, and you realized, I mean, just based on your lifestyle, you're going nonstop, there were some things that you needed to do for yourself. Talk a little bit about that transition there and how we are moving into what you're doing today.
Well, real estate is a demanding career. So, in I found myself feeling I was out of shape. I played sports. I was a cheerleader, played softball, and had always been in good condition. And then as you start meeting people and socializing, sometimes that gets a little out of hand. Going to dinner, taking clients out, whining and dining. So I decided I wanted to lose weight. And I said I wanted a six-pack. That's kind of how my story is. I'm going to have a six-pack. So I decided to
wait a minute. I got to stop. Did you see a movie with a lady with a six-pack or something? Or
probably. Maybe Miss America. I don't know. Just something happened to make me decide. And that was the goal. I just want a six-pack. You know, I'm going to lose weight. We'll have the six-pack. So I started looking for trainers and found out there was a world-renowned trainer here in Ohio who trains women from all around the world. Like, they'll fly in from the Bahamas and Brazil and all these different places to train with this trainer, which is Mike Davies of the Fitness Factory. And he has over 100 pro girls. So I thought, this is great. I want to train with him also. So I contact him. And send emails, and he trains athletes and people who know about, it's in the bodybuilding circuit, but it's more figure, bikini, and fitness. So I contact him, and he says, he's not going to train me. So I begged him for 2.5 months to train me. He says I stalked him, but I was just like, I'm not giving up. You know, why would you not train me? I would say, I'm just going to start tomorrow at 8:30. And they would say, we don't even have a class tomorrow at 8:30. What are you talking about? You should just show up. So finally he decides after 2.5 months that I can train with him. And he trains in groups of, 5 or more which is motivating because you have someone who's an accountability partner. Like, where were you? You know, why haven't you shown up the last 2 days? What's going on? So I end up training in this group, and, you know, they're all, like, excellent. You know, they're the best fitness working out group in the world, I guess. I don't know. But and they decide I'm not up to par. Like, they're just like, she can't hang. We don't want her in the group. So they sit him down when I'm not even there and tell him, we don't want her in our group anymore. She's holding us back. She's weak. She can't. She can't keep up. And he said, he's thinking in his mind, this girl stalked me for 2.5 months. She's not going anywhere. So I ended up, I started out 165 pounds, and within 90 days went down to like 120. And
wow.
Then, and that was a combination of actually working out.
Uh-huh.
That, well, that part came a little later because I love food. I still love to eat. And he'll make you a meal plan. But everything about him, he's just a hardcore trainer. It's almost like a real boot camp or a sergeant. And I would say, you know, I see girls with these diets and meal plans. Can you make me one? And he would say, you have to earn it. Because, you know, he doesn't want to train me. My group doesn't like me. So I'm like, fine. So I'm still at the beginning going out doing my thing. So I started doing more cardio and lifting, doing his weight, his training. He's training us, and his training circuits are more like cardio and weightlifting. So your heart rate's up, so you're losing weight faster. And cardio, but when I initially started cardio, girl, I would do like maybe 10 minutes. 5 to 10 minutes, like, who would sit on this thing longer than this? I have to go. I'm busy. My clients are calling. I just trained for 45 minutes.
And this is not working on my six-pack.
I have to go. And that's another thing with your career and being demanding. I mean, it's just I don't have time for this. And that's how you feel, especially
yes.
Women will run around. If you have children, you're busy.
Yes.
I'm like, I just don't have the time to be in this gym any longer. So
yes.
I initially would do 5-10 minutes, and people would stare like, is that all you're doing? And I'm like, yeah, I thought that was great. So I come back each day, actually each week. I still did my 5 and 10 minutes. Then I would say, well, if I could do 10, I could do 15. So everyone
uh-huh.
thinks like, oh, you just started out just going, you know, aside from my training with Mike being hardcore, my cardio and my eating was not there yet. So
uh-huh.
over time, I start upping my cardio. Someone told him I was out eating and probably just having a great old time, and he gives me a meal plan finally. He says, oh, you need some kind of structure. You can't still do this and have your old ways, you know. So finally I get on track, and within 90 days I lose all this, you know. I go from 165 to 120.
Wow.
3 months later, I go to I'm a size 109, and I do my first competition 3 months later at 109.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. And all that for the six-pack. So I take it
all
you got the
six-pack
from the pictures.
Well, yeah, I got my six-pack, and I went from doing my 10, 15 minutes cardio to I start upping it to 2 hours a day because,
wow.
You know, as a woman, if we do more cardio, we can lose a lot more weight, and we can lose it fast if you up it. So I start doing 2 hours a day, so, you know, like 45 minutes to an hour in the morning, and then 45 minutes to an hour in the evening, which was speeding up my metabolism. And
mm-hmm.
I just started being more, eating 6 to 8 small meals a day, drinking more water, and just, I'm going for it. Now I'm focused. I'm ready to win.
Yeah, now you're on.
Yeah, I'm on.
That's great. That's great. So tell us now, you went to this competition. Now, whose competition was this that you won?
Okay, the initial competition, which is called the Ohio is Bodybuilding Figure and Fitness Competition. So that
uh-huh.
was my initial competition, which I came in like maybe fourth or fifth, my very first show, but it's out of maybe over 30-some women who are competing in that category.
Mm-hmm.
So... So just starting out, that was really good. Then I go on to do other competitions similar to that and came in first place, which inspired me to do the Arnold Sports Festival that's here in Columbus, Ohio, held every year in March.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I ended up winning that contest.
Wow.
Right, and, you know, which was really good because I wasn't an experienced person in this competing or figure competition. So it was really, really a great experience.
Wow, that is incredible. So you win this contest, and now this sparks this whole idea, you know, for this partnership, for your swimwear line, for the bikini contest. Talk more about that. How did that happen?
Well, that happens. Okay, so I lose all the way. I competed in the Arnold. By then, I've become really good friends with my trainer, who apologizes along with my group, saying, he was like, I don't even know why I didn't want to train you, and you never know what someone has inside them to do great
That's
things.
Right.
So he's like, I'm apologizing. So we
like
end
a
up
Jennifer
becoming
Hudson
good friends.
Type of situation, huh?
Yes, exactly. You're right. Just like you. And he was like, you know, I'm wrong. You're right. And so we ended up, I came up with this concept that we do an online bikini contest for women all around the world who can enter the contest. And, you know, they submit their pictures front and back. And we pick 12 winners from celebrity judges. They narrow down, you know, hundreds of girls. They narrow down to the top 12. And then the ladies come here during the Arnold Sports Festival, Arnold Schwarzenegger Sports Festival, and we narrow it down to one. So they get
wow.
to compete. They're treated like rock stars. I mean, they get limos. They get all these gifts and prizes. And they're also... The winner gets to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger, have lunch, and is also showcased in front of over 50,000 media outlets that, you know, they were the winner. All 12 girls get that, and then the winner, they say, okay, she was the winner. So it's just really a great experience because it gives the girls exposure. And the reason a lot of women are doing this is for the exposure. You know, they want, you know, whether I'm a mom of two and I lost weight or...
Right.
One of our girls was SWAT. She was a police officer, and, you know,
wow.
she's like, I still have a feminine side, so I want you to see. And it's just been an amazing journey. And we started that 3 years ago. And
uh-huh.
I did that because I wanted to give back to a sport that I learned to not only like, I mean, it took a while to like it, but then love it.
Right. You went from 5 to 10 minutes to having a whole, your own contest now.
Yes.
You never know, huh?
Yes, you never know, because it's not. It was, like, some, you know, I just wanted a six-pack. So
right.
I ended up getting some award, basically average Joe, like someone who didn't know about the sport, just walked into it and ended up loving it. So
right.
it was just
wow.
an amazing journey. And I think there's a lot of stereotypes, too, when it comes to this business, sometimes with African-American women, like we don't want to
uh-huh.
work out, we don't want to lose weight, we don't want to be healthy. And it's like, wait a minute, yes, we do. You know,
yeah, of course.
If I'm educated on it, and I know what's going on, then, yeah, I want, you know, maybe I don't want a six-pack, but I want to be healthy and live longer, you know. So.
That's right. And
yeah.
we figure out the hair thing, which we've talked about several times on our show. We've had Nicole Ari Parker. She has the Save Your Do rap, and we've had all types of trainers on to talk about ways we can handle the hair, because that's a major issue.
Yes, and I tell my friends, I just wear weave. Just wear weave. It'll be okay. She's like, okay.
They do something. Just get in the gym.
Yeah.
Keep your life going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
oh, better
know,
quality just, at least.
Yeah, that's definitely because it's all about your lifestyle and
mm-hmm.
the quality of life you want. So that's why also creating this contest, it gives, especially you were talking about earlier, the internet. And when you were talking, I'm already on Facebook and I'm tweeting, I'm doing all the things you said.
Yes.
Other people listening. And
yes.
So it gives our business worldwide exposure. We have people from Brazil, other countries, just different countries. I mean, there's
wow.
they're also entering the contest that compete in the Arnold Schwarzenegger Sports Festival that come here, and they want the exposure because you work so hard you mm-hmm. want people to know your story.
Somebody got to see me, like you all dressed up. You don't want to go home. Somebody go see mm-hmm. me today.
Mm-hmm.
So this
exactly
is an opportunity
is.
For that work. Yeah. That's
exactly.
great. And, you know, I looked on your site, therockstarbikini.com, for that contest. It's just a nominal fee. It's just like $50 for people to enter?
Yes.
So
it's
affordable. Wow.
And it's a good price compared to the competitions that we go to and compete in. Sometimes they can range from $70 to $100.
Uh-huh.
You know, like the ones I said when I first started and went to. So it's an easy way
right.
to still get out there, and it's a great cause for, I mean, we have all these different celebrities. Like we had Jamada Kidd, which was married to Jason Kidd. We had one of the sisters of the Wayans, Deirdre Wayans, that was a celebrity judge. We had football, NFL players, and Carlos Santana, he plays for Cleveland Indians, and not only that, we have people in the industry that judge.
Right.
So it gives you just opportunities. Like two of our ladies, definitely I know for sure, someone picked them up from WWE, the World Wrestling.
Wow,
so she'll be
really?
A diva. Yeah, so a couple of girls will be divas. So it's like giving them the kind of exposure where their life is going
to
go in a totally different direction.
Now, what is
yeah.
it? Is that the girl to walk around with the numbers or something, like in boxing or something like that?
Well, it's definitely like, well, some, they could do that, but I believe they're going to be actual wrestlers, like The Rock, but a girl version.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's been so long, I haven't watched wrestling since Abdul the Butcher, if anybody knows who that is.
Yes.
That's a long time. I have dated myself.
Yes, well,
and
wrestling
Rick
is... Ric Flair, yes! So it's on a whole new page. Wrestling is
okay.
here to stay. So so I think of, when people ask me, I'm like, think of The Rock. And just.
Uh-oh, did we lose her? Is Shonda? Oh, if you have just joined us, we're having a great conversation with our fabulous guest today, Shonda Lewis. Sounds like we just had a little call to drop. I'm sure she'll call right back in a moment. While we're doing that, we're going to just let you know that we are so excited. This is our anniversary month, so we appreciate you for joining us today. I want to ask you to continue to join us all through the month. Send us your shout-outs, emails. We definitely want to mention them on the show, and we just thank you so much for all that you have done, all of your emails and the suggestions for guests and just, you know, the encouragement. And we're just happy to know that the show is doing what we intended to do, to help you in your business, to help you in your life. So we're going to take a short commercial break. We'll come back, and we suspect that our caller will be right back on the line. Well, here she is now. Oh, fortunately, we won't have to go to the break right now. We'll bring her right back on, and then we'll take a break shortly. Hello, Shonda, you back?
Yeah, I got so excited.
Right.
Sorry.
Okay, that's all right. That's all right, I'm telling you. Yeah, so you were telling us about, we were talking about the wrestling. So.
Oh, yeah, and just how
they made
the
it that way.
The experience of the girls mm-hmm. is giving them, I mean, the exposure is allowing them opportunities on TV
mm-hmm.
and magazines and, you know, different events where they're being branded.
Right, right.
As far as their business and what they do. Yes, exactly. Because you spend a lot of money and you work really hard to get this look, so why not take it to the next level?
And make it work for you and leverage it. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. So from that, you all have created a contest. And then what gave you the idea to start the bikini line?
The bikini line, because since we're called Rockstar Bikini, the world's leading bikini contest, I was talking to Mike, which is my partner, and we both said we need to, because we give the women bikinis. The first
right.
year, we give them a bikini. So by year two, I said, you know what, if we give out another bikini and it doesn't have our name on it,
uh-huh.
we can't. So
that's
we ended
right.
up,
that's right.
yeah, designing bikinis you know, just the whole working with designers, looking at fabric. I've been everywhere looking at different designs, fabric, and we came up with our own bikini line, which is called RSB Swimwear, which is from Rockstar Bikini. And we ended up creating a swim line with some really, really nice bikinis. And this was another thing. The bikinis the girls wear during the competition, they cannot swim in them because of the material and the stones. And we wanted to create a bikini where that was hot and you could just go to the beach, or if you were going to, you know, swimming or on vacation, it's really nice and it's flattering to your body. And along with that, we created T-shirts. We have one put a rock on it for those ladies who their fiancés or boyfriends
hand,
hand,
clue, clue.
taking their time.
Oh, that's a hint, clue
and
shirt.
That's one of our best sellers, and a lot of guys are buying it because they think it's a big joke. Like, I'm going to give this to my girl. She'll get a kick out of it. She wants me to buy her a ring. I'm going to buy
her. Oh, she's going to kick you if you hurry up.
So it's, like, so cute. And then we also have leggings and some other. It's actually a whole RSB collection. So we have some really nice items.
Right.
And it's online also. So
That's great. I saw those leggings. I saw the whole line there, the bustiers and everything. I said, okay, this is nice. Definitely have to order something from it for sure. So when I work on my six-pack.
Well, that's a good thing. You don't have to have a six-pack for some of the bikinis, and definitely for the leggings and the T-shirts. Anyone, you know, can wear them, so.
Yes, that's good. Well, I know if you just tuned in to Wealthy Sisters Radio, we're just so happy to have you on the line today with our very special guest, Ms. Shonda Lewis. She is just an incredible entrepreneur, and we're talking about, you know, her transition. She's still a realtor, but just how her desire just to get a six-pack, lose a little weight, has turned into this amazing business that, by the way, landed you a feature on Bravo's Millionaire Matchmaker. Now, you got to tell us how this happened, Shonda.
How did it go down? It went.
Since we're talking about putting a ring on it.
Yes, and I need a ring. That's how we created the T-shirt. I ended up going on a Millionaire Matchmaker, and it was really a great show because they were featuring women business owners and showcasing our business, and they've never done that. Like, this was the first time. And so they had us come in, and they wanted to know all about the kind of guys that we wanted to date and who would be our, you know, my celebrity crush is Donald Trump.
We heard that. We were like, what'd you say?
I know. They were like, why Donald Trump? Like, are you, like, hello? Are you serious? And I said, yes, Donald Trump is my celebrity crush. And it's funny because I got a letter from his office saying he was flattered and that he wishes me the best in my business and my endeavors. So I thought that was amazing. Like, okay, great.
Yes. Just come over and buy some real estate from me in Ohio.
Yeah, so, and I chose Donald Trump because he's in real estate, and he has the Miss America pass. I mean, it's similar. He does everything that I love to do. So he's always been my celebrity crush since he wrote the book, The Art of the Comeback, because we talk about being a business owner and self-employed and how you have ups and downs and how people may be laughing at you at one point, but then at another time they're all begging to be, you know, in front of you. So I'm always like Donald Trump.
Right.
So, and they're like, are you sure? So I ended up being on Millionaire Matchmaker because they're just, you know, they love this story about the Rockstar Bikini and the celebrity crush. So I ended up on the show, and it was just amazing. I didn't get a man, but no one when I left was trying to put a rock on it, but definitely it was an amazing experience and meeting Patty. And there was a book, Getting to I Do, and just talking about dating and being, you know, in different relationships. But it was a very fun experience. It was interesting.
You said what? Say what now?
As it was interesting, if you watched the show, the guy that I picked, he was an atheist and didn't believe in God. So he was a great person. But all this happens at the end.
Right.
And it makes you think, you know, when you're dating, is that something you should say in the beginning, you know?
Right.
Should you start saying, what's your beliefs? Do you believe in God? You know, so it was just interesting.
Right, you're right. That is interesting. I tell you, in the chat room, one of our guests, Daphne, she's still excited to hear about your celebrity crush. She's like, thank God somebody loves him.
You know, he goes off. If you follow him on Twitter, he's always going off on people.
I know. I used to be a great fan of his, too, you know, but I certainly understand that. I definitely understand. I mean, you have to admire anyone that has accomplished what he's accomplished and come back.
Exactly.
What he's come back from, you know, for sure. Now, so when you went on the Bravo's Matchmaker, how did you hear about it? Did they, you know, call you up, or did you work with a PR person? How does someone get on a show like that, or even learn about the show?
Well, I have which is another friend and partner of mine, Tony Reynolds, and he's connected with TV and television and so forth, and we're working on some projects together, and he was initially contacted, and so I ended up going for an interview, and they ended up saying, okay, and there's other people, of course, in this that want the interview, but they loved my interview. They liked my questions, and they were just excited. You know, they'll ask you different questions. One was, who's your celebrity crush? Why in your dating process, what have you liked and didn't like? So they just thought my answers were probably ridiculous. Like, one was, I went on a date with a guy, and he said he paid for dinner. He invited me out and he paid for the dinner. But then he was like, now you leave the tip. And I was like, oh, who says that? I don't want to leave the tip. You asked me to go out. I'm not saying, you know, I get once you're in a committed relationship, it's give and take, but not initially when someone go out.
He was serious. Yeah. He was serious. Yeah. Was he serious?
No, I left the tip, girl. He was serious. He was serious. So,
what did you say, like, Shonda? Did you keep your face? Did you give him a twist mouth? What did you do?
Yes, I was so confused. Like, who says that to someone? You wanted to go. I could go out to eat by myself and pay my own tip. Like, what? I was talking about. And I guess it's just principle. And I always say my dad. Just my upbringing, because he's always said, if someone's dating you, you don't have to do this, you don't have to do that. So it's made it very hard. He like fools my mom, and she can do whatever. So I didn't go, but, you know, after this, I said, am I wrong? So I say to, you know, my dad and mom, was that wrong? Should I, you know, I left the tip. But both of them said, no, you should not have had to leave the tip. If he's trying to date you, you're not in a relationship. It's his job. So, I mean, it's just been, and, you know, being busy, being self-employed and busy, you know, sometimes it's just hard to date. And then you just, I guess I'm at the point in my life, I don't want to waste time. Either it is or it isn't. You're serious or not. It's not.
Right.
You know, I'm not an unhappy single person, so I'm fine.
Right. Well, we definitely, we've had our matchmaker on Angela Coleman. She has a company called the African Matchmaker, African American Matchmaker. She does, she has some good stories there as well. So we invite everybody to check out her interview that we shared with her in her website. For those other individuals out there who are just, you know, busy, you're on the path, you're building, and it's like, where are you going to meet someone? You know, your the older we get, we know how those odds are there. But that's great. So from that, you were on that show, and then did that lead you to the Tyra Banks and your other interviews?
I actually was on Tyra Banks before the show, but after the show, I've been on other interviews and, you know, different TV programs talking about the show and dating. But Tyra Banks was another thing in regards to dating. I'm getting all these dating shows. And it was similar to, she wasn't trying to match me up, but just in regards to dating and what you like and the do's and don'ts and, you know, just what you would like in a man. So, and that was another thing on Millionaire Matchmaker. I hate when you initially meet someone and then they have all these questions. And it's fine, you have to ask questions to get to know people, but not when you initially meet. They want to know everything about your whole entire life from the time you were, like, born in a matter of an hour. You know, I cannot do that. I don't want to be interrogated. I don't want. And so that was on the Millionaire Matchmaker. And some people said, well, you know, she's being unrealistic because you have to have questions. And I understand that once we met, you know, a few more times, but not initially in your first date. I don't want to be interrogated. So that was another thing they were laughing about.
Well, I tell you what, you know, you never know how things work. And I remember when we were talking, you said this is just, you know, that whole exposure given business owners an opportunity to really get exposure is the real plus from it as well. Of course, it'd be great to meet someone, but talk to us about, you know, how your business has benefited from your actual feature there on the television as well.
My business, I think we were talking about, we already get probably over 600,000 hits a month on our site. We've had this going on for this is the third year. Well, the week that show aired, I got 1.6 million hits or views, and it continued to grow. And the thing is, that was amazing. TV and when you're on radio, such as yourself, you get a lot of exposure, and you need to be able to brand yourself and get the word out. And that was like the fastest way, one of the fastest ways to get the word out in regards to our contest, Rockstar Bikini, being a part of the Arnold Sports Festival and our swimwear. And it's just been amazing. And since then, I've met wonderful people such as yourself, you know, and I've been able to learn about what you're doing and what other people are doing and how we can work together, network together, and just build our brands so we stay relevant.
Right, exactly. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And when we know our time is wrapping up here, definitely, you know, one of the great questions that came from the chat room, they wanted to know, could you give an example of how you were able to convert some of those hits into sales? I mean, I know you have your store online, so I would imagine that in itself was able to do that the way your website is laid out. But any other things that you can share as to how you were able to turn some of those hits into sales?
Well, I'm all into technology and trying to keep up with the latest and the greatest when it comes to our website. We probably have redone our website probably 5 times in 3 years. So one way, when we redid it or restructured it differently when we knew the show was coming out, because we wanted to be able to benefit, like they said, from the amount of hits and converting them into sales. So if you're doing an online business, it's definitely important to have the right tools on your site to capture people, to capture their attention, and to convert them into wanting to buy. With the contest, as far as Rockstar Bikini, that part sometimes is a little easier because women are competitive. So when you're looking at someone's picture, you're like, that's why I want it to be visible. Yeah, I got this. Or she's not as hot as me. Or your friends are like, girl, you can win. You know, so, or, you know, you're hot. So that part was more visible, so people were able to say, yeah, I can do this, or I'm not intimidated. So that has always been easy in converting people who are looking, if they're interested into that. And in regards to sales on our site, just making sure you have a good product. When people I've gotten tons of emails and calls, and being able to make sure I follow up and answer the questions in regards to the product and getting back to them in a timely fashion and showing good customer service has helped me retain. Of course, 1.6, you're not going to get everyone, but you're going to get at least 1-2% of that, you know.
Right, and that's what you need. It's about the numbers. Mm-hmm. That's what you need the 1.6 for.
Yeah, exactly. Because people say,
so that
like,
you can get two replies.
Yeah, I said, well, you don't actually convert all of them. You do it to get 1-2%, and that's like you said, the numbers, just the conversion rate is not, you know, you're not going to, because some people are just being nosy. Some people could care less. Some people are just on there because they want to talk about you and say you're not worth it. You know, this is But the majority of the comments and people who have responded have been positive, you know, like yourself, you know what I mean, calling and we're talking and just developing that network. It has been a great experience.
Yeah, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. Well, I tell you, we know that you've got to run, and I don't want to hold you beyond the time here, but if you could just leave us with some closing thoughts on business. Everyone, you've just tuned in to Wealthy Sisters Radio. Our special guest is Shonda Lewis. She is the co-founder of Rockstar Bikini Contest and RSV Swimwear, and we just had an amazing conversation about her being able to brand herself, landing on the Tyra Banks show, on Bravo's Millionaire Makeover, Matchmaker rather, and now she's just going to share with us some closing remarks and what she would speak to you as an entrepreneur as well.
In my experience, what I found, whether it was with my real estate, working out, or this Rockstar Bikini, is just you cannot give up or quit on yourself. And sometimes we are the hardest on ourselves. If you don't get the results you want immediately, if you don't lose the weight fast, if I don't sell a bikini tomorrow, a lot of times people will just quit. And what I found is, even if I'm having a day that I just feel is just not good, when I go to sleep and wake up the next day, I'm going to rejuvenate myself. I'm going to feel energized, and it's just another day. I'm not going to give up on me. So that's what I found. You know, like I said, even if I did 5 or 10 minutes on the treadmill, the next day I'm still coming back. You know, so it doesn't matter. I'm not going to quit. And that's what I just found has been the best thing. You have to believe in you. And even it'll get hard. It's never easy. You know, it's never, you know, you snap your fingers and, you know, you sold this, or a multi-million dollar buyer walked through the door the next day. So you just have to keep working. It's a process. You can't give up. You know, there's no get quick rich schemes. It's hard work. And you have to have the faith and believe in yourself, and that the plan is just going to unravel. If you believe, it's just going to happen. If you have a bad day, you could go ahead and pout, kick, scream, do whatever. But the next day, just get back. Stick to your plan and stick to your goals. Just don't stop. And that's what I found. Just don't give up and don't stop. Just you reevaluate maybe. Get out there and maybe meet new people, network, but just do not give up.
Yes, yes. Reevaluate, get out there, network, meet new people, and don't give up. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. That is the word for the day. Don't quit. Keep moving, because that quit, they don't win, and the winners never quit. Shonda, thank you so much for joining us on Wealthy Sisters Radio. We appreciate you. Congratulations to you. And we are in your corner. We look forward to speaking with you again soon and being able to work with you in the future on other projects. And just continue to have an awesome day.
Thank you, and you keep doing what you do.
Thank you. We shall. All right.
Okay.
Well, I tell you, we appreciate everyone for joining us here on Wealthy Sisters Radio today. Our very special guest was Ms. Shonda Lewis. You've got to go to her website. And let me make sure, Shonda, are you still there? Shonda?
Yes, I'm still here.
One last thing. I meant to just ask you to please give your contact information. I failed to do that. I posted it in the chat room there, but please give your contact and website info again, please.
Oh, that's rockstarbikini.com.
Mm-hmm. Rockstar
and for the swim, yeah, rockstar, just rockstarbikini, one word, .com. And
uh-huh.
You can also, for the swimwear, is rsbswimwear.com.
RSB as in boy, RSB as in boy, swimwear.
Yeah, RSB as in boy, swimwear.com.
All right. And you're on Facebook and Twitter. They can find
you. Yeah, I'm
there
on Facebook,
well.
Shonda Lewis. Yes, I'm on Facebook. Twitter, I'm Shonda Online. And
okay.
Rockstar Bikini is also on Instagram, but it's just under Rockstar Bikini. And we have great pictures of the girls, the contest, and behind the scenes pictures and so
okay.
forth.
Okay, fantastic, fantastic.
And
all
you can
right.
email me. My email is on all those things, too. So.
Okay, super, super. Well, thank you again, and want to encourage everybody to go to rockstarbikini.com, learn out about it. You want to show off your figure, all that hard work you're doing in the gym, working out? Yeah, go ahead and join that contest. It's only $50. Meet Arnold Schwarzenegger, be treated like a rock star, and brand yourself. You never know what this could do for your business as well. So thank you again, Shonda. Thank you for everyone that was tuned in and has tuned in today as we continue to celebrate our fourth-year anniversary here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Just so thrilled, excited. We're going to just wrap up the show today with one of our segments from our financial expert, Ms. Marcella Malone-Williams. She's going to be resuming with us in the fall, and we're excited about that. But let's talk about the insurance, the ultimate love note.
This is Marcella Mullen-Williams with your Wealthy Sisters Wealth Strategy segment. Have you ever received a love note from someone special in your life? Maybe from a boyfriend or girlfriend back in high school or college, or perhaps it was a colorful I love you masterpiece from your young artist. Love notes are great. They are a little reminder of how special you are to someone and the impact you have on their lives. Well, earlier this summer, I went on a business trip. In the hotel room, I started unpacking my suitcase for a five-day stay when I came across a piece of paper. It was a love note from my daughter. Apparently, she snuck into my bedroom before I left for my trip and placed this note deep into my suitcase so I would not see it until I got into my hotel room. She wanted to make sure that she was not around when I read this note, so I would have a tangible expression of her love, even though she was not physically with me. Needless to say, as a mother, moments like these absolutely touch my heart. But there was an added bonus to this note. It once again reminded me of the importance of what I do as a financial advisor and life insurance agent, working with families to help them create a path towards financial security. And one of those ways that I do that is through the use of life insurance. I have seen firsthand and heard too many horror stories of families left crippled by the emotional and financial strain caused by the loss of a loved one. As a wife and a parent of two amazing young children, having life insurance is not an option. It is a requirement. My life insurance policy is, in fact, my ultimate love note to my family. It is a tangible expression of my love to them when I am no longer physically with them sooner or later. It ensures that my husband has the necessary time to grieve without worrying about how to replace my income. It ensures that he can take the time off needed to be there for our children during the time of extreme transition. Now, I have no intentions of dying anytime soon, but since I have no idea when I will, my philosophy on this matter is better safe than sorry. When that bill for my premium comes to me each month, I gladly pay it, knowing that my family is covered just in case. And it's nice to know my husband cares enough about me to do the same. So as we embark upon Life Insurance Awareness Month in September, I urge you to take a moment to evaluate your situation. Think about the ones you love and how much they mean to you. Think about how it would impact their lives if you were to die prematurely. Think about the effect on your life if someone you financially depended on was no longer there. Then have that conversation and take action. Now, I know this is not an easy topic to think about or to discuss. It is too important to ignore, so you simply have to do it. Trust me, this is not one of those circumstances when you want to be left saying, I shoulda, I coulda, I woulda. This has been Marcella Marlin Williams of LBG Financial Services with your Wealthy Sisters Wealth Strategy segment. To begin designing your personal wealth strategy or for more information, visit everybodyneedsinsurance.com or email info@everybodyneedsinsurance.com.
All right, that was Miss Marcella. Definitely want to check her out. She's on Facebook as well. Just what she shared is, you know, please make sure you take that to heart. We never know. Life is so special, and we don't always like to talk about those things, but it's real. You want to make sure you do the things today to prepare for those inevitables tomorrow. All right, so once again, thank you so much for tuning in to Wealthy Sisters Radio. As always, we appreciate you. Stay tuned. Next week is actually going to be our special anniversary show. We appreciate you calling in ahead of time, taking the time out of your schedule. If you could join us live to give us some shout-outs, we would definitely be excited about that. Thank you again for tuning in, and as always, we wish you and yours the best of everything great. Continue to have a great day and happy 4th of July.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters Radio. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned for another positively impacting show next week. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Wealthy Sisters and on the web at WealthySistersRadio.com. The opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions of our hosts, staff, or partners of our Wealthy Sisters Radio.